General election ballots must be mailed 45 days before Election Day to military and other overseas voters. This is the second election cycle in a row in Vermont in which a gubernatorial primary recount has raised fears the state would not make that federal deadline. Secretary of State Jim Condos says the August primary needs to be moved to an earlier date, perhaps as early as May or June.
We think that that's a discussion that needs to be had. We're not saying it definitely has to be done, but clearly something has to happen because the timing is too crammed at the present time. And we've now had two elections under this format where we moved it to the fourth Tuesday of August, thinking that that was going to give us plenty of time. And what we're learning is in two election cycles, we've had two statewide recounts now. In 2010, we had the recount amongst the five Democrats running for governor, and then this time we had the write-in candidate and the Progressive Party nomination for governor. It's clear to us that we just don't have time to meet the need. So we're going to move to have the discussion with the legislature about moving the primary date.
Vermont Republican Party Chair Jack Lindley does not like the idea of advancing the primary dates to spring or early summer, saying it would be too close to the legislative session.
It certainly doesn't give candidates a lot of time to think about whether they're going to run or not, and certainly it makes it more difficult on legislative races to have primaries that early in the year. I think it's a smokescreen to cover up the fact that somebody isn't very capable, or maybe it's himself that's not very capable to count ballots or to survey votes that have been given. It kind of reinforces my theory that Jim Condos believes people shouldn't vote and candidates shouldn't run.
Vermont Democratic Party Chair Jake Perkinson says a discussion is needed, but a change could also open a can of worms.
System that we have, the date of the primary elections has proven to be problematic insofar as the occurrence of a recount and the need to get, under federal law, ballots out to military service people overseas. There's also the issue of state party platforms that are tied to the primary election as well. I certainly think that it would be helpful to have more of a lead time between the primary date and the general election. From a timing standpoint, probably the ideal date is the middle of July, but from a voter turnout standpoint, putting it at that time of year is probably really going to diminish the participation of a lot of voters. And on the other hand, pushing it too far early in the calendar year also has some problems. I think that this is an issue that the legislature needs to look at very closely and consider the pros and cons of each date.
The primary was moved by the legislature from the second Tuesday in September to the fourth Tuesday of August, beginning in the 2010 election cycle. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.